You're listening to Corman.com Attack of the Cheap, Episode 23, Steamy. This was recorded on 10 June 2008. Your hosts tonight are Da Chief Crone and DD Reno. This episode is brought to you from users like you. Thank you for your donations. Enjoy and have a good night.
Talk show.
Recorded live.
Hey, everybody, we're going to open up with my song Flicker for the evening. Listen to the words. Pretty funny one. Enjoy, and then we'll get started.
There's a small town in the mountains where the streets are wide and still. There are children making angels in the snow. Sunset paints the sky at night. An old man works by candlelight. A tiny baby smiles and waves hello. In the cold gray light of dawn, an eagle flies. And the men are happy wearing matching ties. A pair of poodles, a broken finger will not bend. Soup with noodles. To get some pie, a rainbow floats above a waterfall. Ferris wheel, a carousel, the landlord never learned to spell. Someone put graffiti on the wall. Atop the Christmas tree, a shining star. Dwyer's rocking out on someone's grandma owns a gun, a dog with glasses, a strange balloon man has too much fun. Thumbs up for Slurpees. If you're receiving and you're not gay, a case of herpes. As it turns out, the eye patch is A-OK.
Hey, good evening. That was brought to you by Jonathan Colton. If you have played, he's sort of a techie type guy, musician. But if you go to Jonathan Colton, if you look him up on Google, you'll see some of his music. He actually puts out all of his stuff for free. We can use it on podcasts. It's Creative Commons. So I can have music to play without having to worry about paying a lot of people. I buy the music. I give him a good donation. But he provides it to us. And most of his stuff is pretty humorous. I had Dee Dee today listening to, he has all kinds of stuff about pants, and I mean, it was just hilarious. But this is episode, let's see what we got here. This is episode 23, and we're going to call this one Steamy, because I know we actually had good weather today. I know it was pretty hot with Dee Dee, and I'm going to bring Dee Dee in real quick. I'm sure she's ready to rock and roll. Actually, she's probably screaming at me, no, no, but hold on. Hey, Dee Dee, you there? Oh, my goodness. I've lost Dee Dee. Dee Dee?
No, you haven't.
Okay, chicken. How are you? How are
I'm
you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I guess, you know, you and did the weather turn nice and cool for you guys today, or was it still hot?
I was able to turn off my air conditioners and actually open up the doors and windows.
I know. Oh, my goodness. It's like we went from winter to straight summer furnace, and then today we had a little bit of spring. It's supposed to be getting hot out here again tomorrow. So, it was just so nice. The kids were outside. We went to the swimming lessons, and they were actually outside playing in the yard. I was able to do the lawn, and there wasn't any standing water today. I was lucky. How's the tree?
No more rain.
Yeah, how's the tree ordeal?
The tree is no longer vertical.
Right. Why don't you tell everybody what I'm talking about?
On Sunday afternoon, we had a freak storm wind thing hit about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and took down our 3-story-plus willow tree between our house and the neighbor's house.
And in between of the neighbor's house and your house was what?
There's nothing. It landed, totally missed their house. Totally missed their house.
Right, but it hit what? What did it take out?
My fence. My fence.
Yep. The tree killed the fence, so we've... Yeah, but... Hey, I mean, have you heard any more from your insurance at all?
I haven't heard anything more from the insurance. I've got a tree guy who's going to come out. Ours isn't considered a priority job because there's no physical danger to any buildings or people. So they're not really worried about, you know, hurry up and get out here and clean it up. I said, I don't care. We were lucky that nobody was hurt. So
right, right.
I just, you know, I want it cleaned up as quickly as possible, but I'm willing to wait.
So if anybody
got a new place to live.
Right. Or if anybody has a pack of beavers we could borrow, that would be nice. Beavers would be great. We could set them loose in her yard. She's got other animals that go along with it anyway, so but anyways, yeah, it was I was laughing when you told me the story about how you watched it crash down, so well,
as long as it wasn't coming towards me, that was a lot safer.
Yeah, on Saturday night, we had two tornadoes touch down about 3 to 5 miles away from us. And my kids, it's really the first time they've heard the alarms going off, and everything on TV was, you know, the emergency broadcast system and all that stuff. And it was their first time. I mean, they were born in the Bay Area in California, and then Dad dragged them across country to retire here in Tornado Alley. So, but everything's fine.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, at least our neighbors had somebody over who's from South Dakota. Now they get some good ones coming across there, out in the plains and everything. So, but you know, it's been a freakish period. I mean,
oh yeah,
we had an interesting.
Wait till they get a little older, and then they want to go chase the storms.
No, I won't let them do that. No. My daughter's a pretty. My son would probably want to. He'd want to lasso it and ride it, but the girls, no, they like to stay away from it. I'm trying to convince Courtney it's not a hurricane; it's a tornado. I said I lived through Hurricane Andrew. I know the difference. So, well, anyways, tonight's episode is brought to you by Baby Ruth Candy Bars, the only real food you can use as a joke in a full swimming pool. In other words, we don't have a sponsor for this show, so I'm putting a new joke in every week. The new time for the Netcast is on Tuesday nights at 2100 right now, Central Standard Time, and will probably be about an hour long. It's also the night that we have the chats in Corman.com for which GD has opened the eClub chat area. And I know it was kind of slow tonight, and a bunch of you have already moved over to us, so we thank you. If you want to call in to us, you can. I know SS Raider was on, and he dropped off a few seconds ago. He's still in the room. But I'll let you know when we'll take some more phone calls if anybody wants to call in, so that way you're not sitting there on hold. And you'll be all set. The newsletter. Hey, Dee Dee, when do you want the submissions by?
I would like them by 2400 on Friday,
right.
June 13th.
Eek, yep.
The 13th. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Yours is already in. Holy cow. Shock of all things.
I was...
Lucky I didn't have to call the paramedics to come resuscitate me.
Oh, my God. I was in a... Well, you read the article. You know who I was.
You were in rare form.
Right. I was writing about somebody that's near and dear to our hearts. So
definitely.
And I'll go into that a little bit later in the PTSD section. So we'll get into that. But the social networks that we're on, and we talk about this all the time. If you're on Delicious, if you can add us, my username on Delicious is Corman, uppercase C, and then lowercase O-R-P-S-M-A-N. _com_com. If you will find a story that's out there and you tag it and you think it's interesting that we should go over here on our podcast or put up on the site, please send it to me that way. It'll automatically crop up for myself. It'll send me the link so I can read it and see if we can use it on our site. Twitter.com, of course, we're on when Twitter is up. It's up and down. They've added a lot of people recently. But Twitter.com, we're on there as well. Didi, what's your Twitter name?
My Twitter name is Corman, C-O-R-P-S-M-A-N underscore mom.
Right. And mine is Corman, C-O-R-P-S-M-A-N underscore com. And 0311, who's not here because of the heat tonight, his is 0311 underscore doc. So any of us, if you want to Twitter us something, even if it's just information with a link, we can look that up as well and use that for the site. And of course, we're also on Pounce, which is free. All of these that we're talking about are free. Pounce.com. Once you log in and you get a free account, look up Da Chief, D-A underscore C-H-I-E-F. And Didi, what are you on there? Is it just Didi?
Didi.
Just Didi, right?
Didi. I am the only one.
That's amazing, isn't it? We got in so early. We got in so early when they opened up. We were able to get our regular names that we wanted. So, yep. And you can be added to the Corman.com list that we have as well. Didi uses that to, if you're on Pounce, I promise you, you will get the newsletter faster than anybody else because she usually sends it out. She usually sends it out there first, and then she sends it via email, which with over thousands of people that we send it to, Pounce is easier. It goes out in one blast from her, and it goes out to everybody on our list. So
yeah.
I like Pounce a lot. It's just that I wish more people would use it. I like Twitter because it's fast and you can use your cell phone and be able to. Have you used your cell phone for Pounce yet?
I've used it. I get most of my messages that way.
Right.
But I don't really send out many because I'm at my computer most of the time anyway. So
true.
It's not a big deal.
So before we jump into everything else, have you heard from Dan? Did he drop his paperwork?
His paperwork has been put in.
So Dan is extending for the NCS program.
Put in for his extension. Yep.
Okay. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, if you're in NCS. I just want to go over this a little bit. If you're in the NCS program, and a bunch of you who were students that were going through core school when I was an instructor there, you were highly upset that you couldn't extend as an NCS person. It was 15 months and out, and you weren't eligible for the GI Bill, yada, yada, yada. Well, for this fiscal year, up until October 1st, they are taking all people, even if you've been denied, but to extend in the NCS program up to 24 months. Here's the key for this. If you extend for 24 months, you are then eligible to put in a package to re-enlist afterwards to regular Navy if you have that desire to do so. Dan, Didi's son, was lucky in that just because the way the Navy moved, he was actually going to be in long enough to get the GI Bill because it would be over 24 months. Here's the key, though, that I just found out, Didi, and it's lucky that he is doing this. For the new GI Bill that's kicking in, it's saying that if you are in for a three-year hitch, active duty, which he will be now, 3 years, mm-hmm. That's when you're eligible for the new one where everything's free. That's the Senator Jim Webb bill. And I'll be going over the site, the IAVA, later on talking about it. But you have to be in for 3 years to get the new GI Bill. If you're the GI Bill that is out right now, it's 2 years. So those of us who have been in and serving since 9/11, if we have served over 3 years, if this gets signed by the president, it's on its desk right now, then we will be eligible to have all of your tuition paid for at the highest level of the state school in your state. In other words, for Didi, who lives in Michigan, I'm sure that University of Michigan is probably the highest tuition for a state school, right, in your state?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. So that you could have up to that level. Now, say you want to go to a private school. They will pay for a private school too, but only up to the level of the highest state school in your state. They will also pay for books, and they will pay a stipend as well. So just something to look at. I don't want to say that it's for everybody because it's not. Some people will deploy again, and that sucks. But, you got to take one with the other. If you'd like to see what John Stewart's take is on it, you can look up in the where did I put that? Did I put that entertainment area on our site? I want to tell everybody where that's at. Did you watch that video that I put up yesterday?
I did not get to see it yesterday.
Oh, my God. That was funnier than all get out. It's at Bob. Where did I put it at? I'm such a dork sometimes. I love it when I do stuff like this, and I don't even know where I put it. The John Stewart. If you go to the front page, you'll see the link. The John Stewart go to Corman.com, and if you look over to the right, if I can get there, you'll see recent posts. Look up the Jon Stewart Daily Show and the GI Bill, or just look up in our search function in the front page for search our site. Type in Jon Stewart and watch the Daily Show, his take on the GI Bill. It's pretty funny, eye-opening, and it actually made me, please do not be drinking Coke or any type of soft drink when you're watching this, because we cannot be held accountable for what might fly out of your nose when watching this. So it's pretty funny. Anyways, you know, I hope it gets signed, but who knows in these days and times with the current politics that are going on.
You never know. Hey, it's on the entertainment page under humor.
Oh, thank you very much. Entertainment page, humor. Thanks. You know, I'm typing so much stuff, I don't even know where I put it at anymore. I think I put it in the right spot. But,
yeah, you did. It's in the perfect spot.
All right. Also, like I said before, this was brought to you by Baby Ruth, because we don't have a sponsor yet. We're looking for sponsors for each show. What we're looking for is, you know, I say $25 can sponsor a netcast. What that does for you is, if you want to sponsor a netcast in a ship in your name or in a loved one's name, or want to send a message out, want to interview for your loved one, or just get on with us and meet us, we'll arrange it, a pre-recorded interview, whatever, about that loved one, or just want to get something out of business. If you want to sponsor one of these things, all you have to do is hit our donate page, sponsor us for $25 in the comment section in the donate page. Please put show sponsor and make sure I have your real name in there in that, in that comment section, so I can write you back, and it'll give me your email, but I'd like to be able to address you by your real name if you're putting up some money to help us out for these shows. So something that's not required, but we will sponsor these shows. So if you're a parent out there and would like to sponsor one in your son or daughter's name who is serving, that's a good thing to do for them. And then you can let them know that they'll be in on our site forever. So, all right. Do you have the upgrade in front of you? Do you have the upgrade paperwork I sent you?
Yeah.
Did you got the doc file? You see what number 5 is?
Uh-huh.
This is the message I got on my answering machine. Citrus. This is our citrus update, our weekly citrus update. He's made it to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and in his exact words that he left that my wife was laughing her ass off on my answering machine were, "Chief, the barracks are a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll."
You've been watching old Donnie reruns?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I heard that and I just started laughing. I said, "Yep, that's him." So evidently he thinks the barracks are a lot better than they were at core school. So,
well, I did get a text message from him. He wants to get in touch with Dan while they're, you know, since they're both down there.
Yeah.
So I sent his phone number to Dan. So they're supposed to get connected sooner or later. Dan's been kind of busy. So.
What's he been doing?
What's Dan been doing? Working. Yeah. They've got him doing a bunch of admin stuff and running around doing. They're supposed to be going out to, what did he say, out to the field or something like that. They're going to go play with the big guns.
Well, good, good.
So,
is he with artillery?
He's with artillery, yep.
Oh, my heart started to pound.
I saw a bumper sticker that said, 0811, can you hear me now? I loved it. I thought that was great.
That's awesome. Oh, man, that was who I was served with, was artillery. My battalion stood down now. They're a recon battalion. But, yeah, that was you haven't heard noise until you hear howitzers lighting it up. So especially, I used to love it when I watched the guns shoot at night. Boy, it would be pitch black, and then all of a sudden these guns would go off, and it would light everything up, and the sound, it would just rock it. It was amazing. But no, Citrus is doing good, and we're glad he's back there. Okay, I'm going to jump into this news section real quick. Some things that I've got, and these are basically all these stories that I acquired for this week that I went over, is from the Navy Times, the Air Force Times, the Marine Corps Times, and the Army Times. Rhode Island Guard Chief, gun salutes will continue. Evidently, the federal government, even though we can build a frickin' bridge to nowhere in Alaska and a bunch of other pork barrel things, couldn't pay the bill for ammo for funerals in Rhode Island. they only wanted funerals to be done for very important people, people who'd served over 20 years, and all of that. So pretty sad. Well, the general for the state, the guard chief, basically came out and said, "Screw that! We're going to shoot ammo until we have no more, and then we're going to make sure that everybody knows that we have no ammo because of this." So I thought that was
bring your own bullets.
Oh my God! Can you imagine? You're going to have a bunch. Well, Rhode Island, a bunch of hunters will show up with 30-06s, shotguns, and
yeah, they're going to do whatever it takes to give them the salute.
Oh my God! I couldn't. You know,
you better buy him some more ammo.
Can you imagine? The Adjutant General of the Rhode Island National Guard says gun salutes at military funerals will not be silenced by federal budget cuts. I can't believe it. A National Guard spokesman blamed a cut in federal money for the military honors program from $1.16 million to $775,000. Yeah, Major General Robert Bray said the Guard will rely on full-time staff and volunteers so it can continue to offer a bugler and gun salutes when requested by families of the deceased. So at least they're doing the right thing. So what a shame. I mean, that's just
ridiculous.
Can't make this stuff up sometimes. And all of these things, we will have links in the show notes, which I've already finished. So these will be up tonight. The tragic story of First Sergeant Jeff McKinney. This is Army News. If you can read this, it's about PTSD. This is a first sergeant of a unit that was in Iraq. And, you know, the one thing about PTSD is there's little signs that people that you'll see that you just, because you're in the middle of it as well, you don't pick up on. And he was unfortunately one of those people. And if you read this story, he basically just out of the blue, they were on a patrol, stepped out of his Humvee and yelled, "I'm not going to take this anymore," and took his M4 and shot himself in the face, and he died. Wow. He had a young baby. Yeah, it was sad. But read the article. I mean, it's a lengthy article, but it's one that I don't want to get into to the here and now. I mean, it's just the one thing I need to get into is PTSD, and I'm going to go into a little bit more because one of our users, he's talking about how dangerous you get towards the latter half of a deployment, and it actually becomes a real dangerous time for docs over there. For taking care, especially for docs, but for taking care of the people, because that's when you start to get the Dear John letters or, you know, things start to happen at home and you feel like you can't take care of it because you're overseas. And we're just going to go into it a little bit. And you can read the article. It's also my rant of the month for the newsletter. But read the article. It's for First Sergeant Jeff McKinney. Think tank. Pakistan gave info on U.S. troops. And they're our allies. This is from the Army Times. Evidently, Pakistan, because it's not like us where you have the Army, the Navy, and the Marine Corps, or all of our services, our sister services, who serve one country. Pakistan, they serve the religious leaders. And they've been giving information out to Al-Qaeda about us, where we're going to be, what's going on, and all that kind of stuff. And it's a real interest.
Them.
Yeah, they're our allies. You know, out of all the... And here's the deal. Now, you know who our database has been updated. You know who I'm for in the election. And I'm not going to really get into it that much. But this person who I'm for has already said that if we know that we have information that somebody is over the border in that country, we are going to go and hunt them out and attack them. These people are our allies. They should be giving us the rein to do so. I know it's thin line in Pakistan because of the government the way it is, but I just, you know, giving info on us out there, it's amazing. I mean, our allies. What do you think about it?
I think that if somebody's giving information out, then we need to deal with it.
Are they our real allies? So, you know.
No.
I don't know.
They're sitting on information that's getting our people and degrading our troops. And no.
Yeah.
You're not on our side.
I think the thing that freaks everybody out over there is because that country that's supposedly our ally has nukes, and they're always feuding with India. So I don't know. I just hope none of their nuke secrets get over to certain other countries that are over there as well. So,
oh. Yeah.
Gates names, Secretary of Defense Gates names new choices for Air Force Secretary and the Chief of the Air Force. He fired their butts. Did you read about this? Did you know that they had two nuclear accidents last year?
I did not know that.
Yep. They had two, I don't know if it was B-2s or B-52s, I think it was B-52s, were flying with nuclear weapons across the country, but nobody knew it. So basically what happened when this B-52 landed at this Air Force base and the crew left the aircraft and another crew came up to do maintenance on it, lo and behold, oh my God, there's nuclear warheads on this son of a bitch. And oops, I can't even begin to describe what a big, oh damn that was. But even better, let's say we have some parts. You actually loaded aircraft, right?
Yep.
Okay. Say somebody brings nuclear, you know, trigger devices and says, let's ship these to China. That's what the Air Force did. They shipped them to one of our countries. Yeah. They were nuclear triggers. And they're classified things, and they sent them to China. Wasn't that nice? And I guess the Air Force was hoping that they didn't, like, take it apart or take pictures of it when they got it. So Secretary Gates basically told the Secretary of the Air Force, you need to fire your chief, of your Air Force chief, the general. And he said no, so he fired them both. So that's what he did this week. Yeah.
Like, and, you know, shit rolls downhill.
Right. And the new person, he named the new Air Force chief and secretary. Let me give you their names. And I love this. I love the way they termed this in the article. Where did I put this at? You know, I open and close things. I open and close things. I open and close things. Here we go. It's working fast. General Norton Schwartz, commander of U.S. Transportation Command, will be nominated to become the 19th Air Force Chief of Staff. Defense Secretary Robert Gates announced Monday. Now, here's what they had as the little blurb about it, and I love this. They said, wow, read it. They said, no more fighter mafia. This is the first time since 1980 or thereabouts that they've had somebody who will be the general in charge of the Air Force who wasn't a fighter pilot. And they basically said that the fighter mafia, that's what they call the fighter pilots, were the ones who were basically bankrolling and keeping fighter pilots in charge of the Air Force since the 80s. So this is the first time they've had a change, somebody that's going to be in charge that won't be a fighter pilot. You know, the Air Force... Right. The Air Force does a lot more than just fighter. They have bomber pilots. They've got transportation. They're constantly refueling us at AWACS, all kinds of stuff up there. So it should be a mix of everybody.
Yeah, it should. There's a lot more jobs to it than just being, oh, yeah, you work on a fighter plane?
Yeah. I know.
There's a lot more to it.
Yeah. Pegasus says B-52s. Another was selling of detonators to Taiwan. Yeah, there we go. We sold detonators to Taiwan, too. There was another one. They were resistant to using unmanned aircraft in Iraq. Yeah, they didn't want to have their toys used in Iraq, I guess, the Air Force.
Well, yeah.
So. Well, I remember I talked to you about that. That was something that was out there that I had talked to you about when I saw, I was making fun of the Air Force to you. So.
Oh, well, yeah, you'll always like doing that.
Well, I try, you know. You know,
I just make a good target, right?
Target-rich environment. So, yeah. So, yeah. That's really, and the next story they had was Gates, no more cuts to Air Force personnel. And that's a good thing. Evidently, well, I know that the Air Force and the Navy were really cutting back on staff still. Gates came out and said no more cuts to Air Force personnel. And he also said no more cut. Well, I had that twice. Oh, Gates has been making a mark as an accountability enforcer. In other words, if you're a general or somebody like that and you're not doing your job right, the days of brushing it under the rug, he will fire your ass on the spot. There will be an inspection, but he will fire your ass on the spot. So it's not Rumsfeld, that's for sure. No. Bent Spear. Pegasus is sending me stuff. This is awesome. I get these little... things every once in a while. He throws up at me. Bent spear. So where else are we at? Oh, one of the other articles that we had today was major Iraq decisions. He's so nice. President Bush is going to leave them to the next president.
Isn't that special?
Don't you think this is a political thing?
Yeah.
I really do. I think that he's doing this for McCain myself. He wants, you know, of course they want to have a Republican be elected, so he's hoping that this lets McCain come in and say, I can be a better wartime president than Barack Obama, blah, 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 blah. But I think...
I don't know. It scares me that McCain wants to keep people over there till what, 2019 now?
Yeah, but, you know, us being in the military, I have my views, and, you know, we're a military site. I know what you and I both think, but I know that Dan and everybody else, when I was in, you followed the orders of those appointed over you, and you went and did it, and you couldn't complain about it, you couldn't do anything about it, you just did it. And I know that we would ramp up, be motivated, and all to do the mission and all that, but I know. I think it's kind of chicken shit myself. He's the election, the inauguration isn't until January. So how in the hell can you wait to make a decision now? You got people over there now that need to have decisions made.
Yeah. We'll just put it on the back burner, let it simmer for a while. It'll be all right.
And I hate it that they put new... I mean, if you're going to do this, fine. Why would you put it out in the press? What does that do to our enemies? It's like giving them a cookbook of what the...
Count to ten.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they always say... 20, loose, they 30. Say they say loose lips sink ships. Well, let's just give our whole freaking battle plan to the enemy. 26th.
Do what you want. We're not going to do anything anyway. So.
Yeah, this is from Marine Corps Times. Let's move on before I get really pissed off. 26th MEU assists rescuers after Indiana rains. A lot of the rivers and, dams, everything in Indiana have swollen and flooded. There's major flooding. If you watch the news right now, you can see houses being swept away. And the 26th MEU, as well as the Guard in Indiana, the Air Force is helping out as well. All military assets that are still left in the state are helping out the state of Indiana, sandbagging, moving, whatever they can do. So there's a bunch of docs that were involved in this as well. So kudos to you guys, Bravo Zulu, for helping out those of your family members and everybody else in the state that need it. You know, the one thing about being an active duty member from Indiana, or if you're stationed in Indiana, I know that there's some reserve units there as well. Well, for those reserve units, you have active duty I&I staff and everything that are serving with those units. They're not from that state, and they're taking care of those people out there. And these jobs are just as important. I mean, they're just as important as those that were fighting in Iraq. It's not, you know, if something happens to one of our service members during this flood or something, it's not any less important than the person who's over in Iraq. So they're actually taking care of the people in the United States. So I just want to say Bravo Zulu to those guys. Yeah, I wanted, you know, 0311's here. He knows a lot, or he's not here, but he knows a lot about military or Marine Corps history and everything. But this is kind of sad. Final honors for Lucas, Iwo Jima Medal of Honor hero. 17 years old when he received the Medal of Honor. 17. He joined the military, the Marine Corps, I believe at the age of 15. This is during World War II. He earned the Medal of Honor at Iwo Jima. He died of cancer. He was 80 years old. He just passed away. I know they said he was really sick. I think they were prepping us that he was going to pass away because they just had an article saying how sick he was, and everybody was rallying around him. He'd had a few other setbacks as well. He finally passed away. So it's sad. World War II hero.
You emailed me about him.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wanted to have that inside the newsletter if we can.
Definitely.
Sign of the times. French Navy cancels missions due to fuel costs. they have canceled three exercises for the summer already. And, you know, I know over in Europe, we think $4 a gallon of gas is really expensive here. It has been $4 to $5 a gallon of gas in Europe for a long time, for a long time. So I can imagine what it is over there now. But if,
yeah, even in Canada, it's expensive.
Yep. I went to, I had to buy two new tires last week or week before last. And when I bought the tires, he told me that in the next week, cost of tires are going up by 9% because of the petroleum products that are that they have to use to build the tire. So, I mean, it's all the way around. You have down from the tire, the gasoline, the oil, the diesel. So those things are affected. And then you also have, because all those things are used to transport food, food prices are higher. To transport goods, goods are higher. Something needs to be done. I don't know what's going to be done, but
something. Something's got to give somewhere.
Excuse me. The only good thing about this is it awakens the country. The only the one time that America does something or the world does something, especially America though, when our science does something amazing is when something like this happens. When we have an obstacle that we have to overcome, America usually stands up for that and will come up, I believe, with another energy source. Something has to happen. I mean, and you know, we've always heard that there were always these engines that would get 100 gallons per mile or 100 miles per gallon for gas and stuff like that, but evidently Detroit and everybody was trying to tamp it down so they would still be able to do the regular vehicles. Well, something has to be done now. People are going to be living in SUVs, so... what's the gallon of gas up for you guys up there?
We are at 404 as of this afternoon. I asked Dan, they were at 382 or 383 down there at Lejeune.
Here's what I don't understand. When something happens on the news, you'll hear about price of oil went up $10 a barrel or something like that. Or so-and-so pipeline was shut down. My gas, I kid you not, I can go from my house to the 7-Eleven down the street for Citgo or whatever type of gas is there, and it will jump by 18 to 19 cents a gallon. I mean, immediately. It'll jump by about that much.
Oh, yeah.
But when the fuel line gets fixed or the cost of oil goes down by the barrel, it never drops that fast. Did you
notice
that?
Oh, no, it'll take them a week to drop the price 10
longer.
Cents.
So
yeah.
People are wondering where these oil companies are making their money. They're quick to jump them up real quick, but they never back them back down. So.
Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous. It really is. I mean, I know that I'll be going downtown to drop Rob off at work, and I'll see the gas prices on my way down to my office,
right,
and pick up my paperwork. And between just in that 10 minutes between doing that and coming back through and seeing the next gas station, their price will jump. So yeah. I know which gas station to head to get the gas before the price goes up.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's funny
really
because
bad.
It's almost like watching cockroaches in our town with cars because you will see as the if you're coming back from a different direction, as you see gas prices going up, people know if they just went by there that they were a certain price. If they start seeing them coming up, they know they get back to town at 7-Eleven because it's generally the last place before they raise their prices. The other ones will raise it first. So all of a sudden, it looks like a parking lot in 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy that owns it's pretty cool. He'll go out and say, okay, you're the last car. I have to raise the price after this. And, oh, man. But, I mean, he goes out and lets everybody know.
Yeah. So. It's ridiculous. It really is. I mean, I see the price go up, and everybody else is at work, so I'm making phone calls going, if you want to get the cheaper gas, you better go at lunchtime today. Because at 1 o'clock, the last gas station is usually the one that raises their prices about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
It's crazy.
Oh, man. I'm looking at what they have in here. Broken Arrow, levels of nuclear incident. So that was all that. As logging the chat, benzene, according to relatives, is around $8 for 4 liters. This would be in Germany. Okay. How much oil do we import from Iraq? That's a very good question. How much oil do we import from Iraq? Supposedly, this was going to make our gas cheap when we went to war there. That's what we were told. It hasn't worked that way. So... All I know is they have a bunch of money in the bank in Iraq right now, billions of dollars, and we're paying them. We're paying their bills, but they have billions of dollars in the bank, and we're suffering. That worked
Somebody
out well.
Somebody needs to rethink that strategy.
Yeah, that worked out well. Let's move on. Mercy Mission. USNS Mercy is out in the Philippines, and they're going around and helping the people on the islands out there in the Pacific. spreading our goodness to the world. Yeah. Anyways, they had a helicopter that was coming back to the Mercy, and when it landed, they realized that they'd been there was a bullet hole in it. So they've stopped doing any medical missions out there right now to help people out until they can figure out where this bullet came from or where they were flying at when it happened. Kind of hard to do that if you notice it after you landed, but they're going to investigate it. So evidently, they canceled the missions on hold after the Hilo was hit by a bullet. There's a Muslim problem. And, you know, I have nothing against Muslims at all. I have friends who are Muslims, but there's an Al-Qaeda Muslim problem in the Philippines. A lot of people don't know that. I heard that from a friend of mine who's from the Philippines. He said there's different pockets on these islands where they got some very bad dudes out there. So I could see them seeing one of our helicopters flying over and taking a pot shot at it. So
somebody got a lucky shot. Actually, I guess I would say it was an unlucky shot, considering that the helicopter made it back to the plane to the boat. They didn't get what they wanted out of it. So at least our guys made it back to the ship in one piece.
It's amazing. We're not safe anywhere.
No.
All right.
I'll go home and call it. You know, we'll just everybody stays home. You're all on your own.
I think we should do like the Germans. We always used to, when I was in Germany and we served with some of them, we used to go, at the end of the day, they'd go straight to the pub or to the bar and then sing songs all night. That's what we did. Navy car.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. Okay. Last two stories. Some of them pretty funny. The last one's really funny. I think, some of my people, some of the docs out there who are serving Camp Pendleton, they'll get a kick out of this one. But anyways, Navy car wins Nashville NASCAR race. It used to be the Busch series, which is now the, I don't know what series it is anymore, but Dale Jr.'s car won the race. So, that's
yay
cool.
For Dale Jr.
Well, I'm just glad it was a service car. I'd seen the Navy car up here, up at Great Lakes, and it was being sponsored by, he took over the car. They moved over to him, so it was his car. So, congratulations.
That's cool. I didn't realize that he was driving the Navy car. So that's
No. He's not driving it. He owns that car.
Oh. He owns the car. Okay,
right.
So it's part of his racing team.
Right. It's, let me find it. I forget his name. Damn it. There we go. That's what I wanted to see. I forget. Golly. I have it at the tip of my tongue. Brad Kozlowski. Yeah, number 88. So,
okay.
Brad.
Cool.
This is what I like about him. Brad Kozlowski, driver of the Navy's number 88 NASCAR race, was criticized 2 weeks ago for hard racing. Hard racing paid off Saturday night. Well, if there's one thing that the Earnhardts are known for, it's hard racing. So
yeah, no kidding.
Are you into thanks, six Sith RX. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Are you into NASCAR at all? You or Rob?
We used to be really big into it, and honestly, since Dale Sr. passed away, we've really gotten away from it. We don't watch it as much as we used to.
Man, you got to.
Once in a while, a race here and there.
Right. If you haven't watched it lately with these new cars, it's nuts. It's wild and woolly. It's like the old way. I mean, they're bumping and crashing and grinding, and there's fights on the streets, and it's awesome.
What does it say in Days of Thunder? It's not bumping, it's racing.
Well, yeah, I would say the bad boy right now is Busch, and he's number one. He's a pain in the ass. Everybody hates him, but he's the bad boy.
Kyle?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's nobody's teammate. So. He'll take anybody out. He was like Earnhardt was, senior, same way. So.
Oh, I may have to start checking out some races then.
Yeah, you're going to laugh, but I'm a Jeff Gordon fan. He's from Vallejo, California, where I'm from, up in the Bay Area. And I've been following him ever since I got into NASCAR. And yeah, I know.
When the boys were little, we used to have matchbox cars of all the different NASCARs.
Right.
And they'd all be lined up on a shelf, and the kids would go by, and they would move them around. So, and I had the Jeff Gordon car. That was my car. They'd always take Jeff Gordon's car and move it to the back of the pack. So I'd go walking by, and my car's at the back of the pack again, so I'd have to rearrange and put my car back at the front, and then they'd move it back. It would just, like, randomly get moved throughout the pack.
That's awesome.
And we all did it. It was hysterical. It was a lot of fun. There's, like, NASCAR matchbox cars all over here in a box somewhere that they used to all sit on a shelf during the racing season, and the guys would move them around, and whoever won the race for the week, their car got put in front for the following. And, oh yeah, they had a blast with it.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was Gordon's band, yeah.
That's awesome. What and you wanna did you read the last story I have on there?
I can't get the link to work, so I can't see what it is, but it definitely made me laugh.
Oh yeah. Okay, last but not least, for those of you who've been stationed near Camp Pendleton, I know hold on for a second. Let me see if he's been there. Those of you who are listening that are in our area right now, any of you been to Camp Pendleton, stationed there? I'm looking at Sith RX and SS Raider. They haven't answered, so I'm waiting to see if anybody says anything. Anyways, in Camp Pendleton, right by the base, they had a nudie beach. It's closing, sorry. By Labor Day this year, it will be closed. No more nudity. And evidently, the pilots and everybody used to love flying over it. They would say they didn't, but they would fly over it and get some good pictures.
Yeah, so, I bet.
Camp Lejeune. Boy, I wouldn't. Ooh, that'd be kind of. You'd be taking your life in your hands going nudie out in the swamps.
So,
God.
That's just scary.
Make me smile, boy. Gonna squeal like a pig. Oh boy, yeah, Camp Lejeune. I don't think so.
The banjo music.
Oh man, see, I gotta get sound effects for this thing. That's what I was trying to do tonight. I had my laptop down here, but I didn't mix right. So, all right. Anyways, they're closing it. The beach, nude beach near Camp Pendleton, set to close. So you can read about here. And all I put for my comments was damn, 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 damn. So. And that's all the news we got for this week for the news stuff. So we'll be if you have any articles, anybody wants to send them to us, please do so. And we'll talk about them next week as long as we have a link and we can read it beforehand so we can talk about it and know what we're talking about. And we'll also include them in the show notes like we are right now. I don't see anybody that's online right now that wants to call in. I'm seeing these guys are sort of sitting there sending us email message or stuff right now, but nobody's ready to call in. Raider, were you going to try to call back in? If you are, why don't you try to do so now and I can bring you in. But while I'm waiting for you, if you're going to do that, just let me know. I want to talk about PTSD. Sean Dustman's, HM1 Dustman's is over in Iraq right now, and he's on his fourth mission over there, his fourth mission to Iraq since this whole thing started. If you read the article that I put up yesterday, and it's in the Corman.com news section, you'll still see it there because I can only have one lead article per day on there. But you can read the article on there. You can read what he writes about as they're getting toward. We call this the. Let me get the right. Deployment rut. It's towards the end of the deployment when things start to go haywire. You get bored. And with somebody like him who's been there four times, his mind, as he describes it in the post that you'll read. His mind is numb. It's hard for him to write. And if you, as Dee Dee and I know from him, he's a great writer. He likes to write. I was worried about him, Dee Dee. Last few weeks, we hadn't heard. I went to his site. There was nothing. His site is docinthebox.blogspot.com. But he hadn't written it or anything. It was right before Memorial Day. We heard something from him and then nothing.
So, I know. I was getting worried, too.
So I sent him some messages. The one thing that I knew was good in his favor was he was with the wing. Read the article. Folks, if you're out there and you're serving overseas right now and you feel like just something isn't right, don't be ashamed to go ask for help. And you docs that are out there, it's so important right now that you're watching your people, your Marines or your sailors or your soldiers, whoever you're serving with, because you know what people were like prior to the deployment. You know their normalcies. You have to be able to key in on what's not normal. Are they quiet? Are they standoffish? Are they set off at a moment's notice? And you'll read about it myself, talking about a deployment that I was at. I was with Gunnery Sergeant Bermudez. He and I we got along great when we were in garrison and everything, and we were good friends. For that, when I was serving with them, he taught me a lot. I was a person who was 8404 who had went to FMSS back in 1985. I didn't get my chance to serve with the Marines until 2000. A lot had changed. So he helped me out with a lot of stuff. But even then, I call, as he put it, the rut days, as I put it, towards the end of the deployment, he and I got into, I mean, almost came to blows over something so stupid and so trivial. And, you know, it went by the wayside once we got back. But that's what happens on deployments. You start, you know, it gets mind-numbing. And then your wife or your loved ones back home, things aren't going right. Or you get that Dear John letter, especially the junior people. They don't know. They might not have the best relationship in the world or the strongest relationship. And, you know, you think you can take on the world. And then they're missing you and they turn to somebody else or whatnot. You never know. But, you know, read the articles. You docs that are out there, please take care of your people that are out there. Don't think that the slightest thing is inconsequential, because it could be something so important you could save somebody's life. And I know that the Marines...
Pay attention.
Yeah, I know the Marines that are out there, and they will. They always say, I don't want to be a broke Marine. It's a stigma with them. But by God, I'd rather have a broke Marine that I can fix than a dead Marine I can't. So... please, please, please read up on the PTSD. I will try to get more information on our site. I'm going to get with Doc Pardue. He's constantly putting information. If you go into our forums, if you type in PTSD into the search section, there's all kinds of information out there that I know that he's put on our site that you can get help with. So please, that was my education stuff. I want to talk about that. Did anybody pop up on us? I'm trying to see real quick. Nope, it's just us. They just want to listen to us, and he's working at the same time. So it's just us tonight. But I know that I've, and especially docs, we get there and we get so wrapped around taking care of everybody else. I know a lot of times we never take care of ourselves. You know, how do I put this? If you got an issue, take care of yourself. The brain is the most used muscle in your body. It's not your biceps. It's not your legs or anything. Your brain is constantly being used. We always, if you have a sprain in your arm, we're going to give you something to take care of it. We're going to immobilize it, give you some medications to take care of the pain. There's always been such a stigma with psychological issues. It's important that you ask for help. I have one of my dear friends that was a chief in the military, and he'll tell you he tried to deal with things on his own. He finally asked for help. He said he could not handle it. This person could not handle listening to fireworks. The worst time when being home was on the 4th of July where he lived at, because fireworks were being shot over his place, and for days he couldn't sleep afterwards. So please, please, please ask for help. You got anything about that, D?
No.
All right.
Just pay attention to what's going on with the people around you, and if they need help, don't be afraid to offer it. And if you need help, don't be afraid to ask for it.
That's right. Please. And I know the military started off slow with taking care of it, but they're really in on it now. I mean, they really want it. They're starting up new commands and everything to talk about PTSD. So please, please ask for help. Okay, that's enough about that. Well, deals of the week. I've got two sites for this week. And you can catch them in here. It's called slickdeals.net and dealcatcher.net. I'll have these, and every week I'll have these websites that are on here. God knows with the economy the way it is, we all need deals right now. Which, by the way, if you're close to a amusement park and you're in the military, number one, ask if they have a military discount. If they don't, or say you've gotten out of the military, if you're just a veteran, but you've gotten out. Right now, I know Six Flags, they just, because the economy is so bad, they rolled their prices back today until July 1st, or until July 4th. They rolled them back to 1994 rates. So basically what they did, the way they did it was, nobody goes to Six Flags by themselves. There's always one or two people or whatever. What they did was, you buy one ticket at regular price, which is $55, but the second ticket is free. You can bring somebody for free. So basically, you're getting a ticket for $26 or $25 or whatever the hell it is. So you're
basically,
yeah. And it just came out today. It was in the paper today. So I would check if you're near a place that you can take your family, but always check to see what they do for veterans. I know, like, Disney World had something, if you're a vet, if you're coming back from Iraq, and they've done it for years now, if you show that you had a copy of your order, show that you were on a deployment, you and your family could get in for free. Busch Gardens always doing stuff like that. So look and see what's out there. I know I'm going to try to get Dee Dee and Rob into Six Flags with us. We got some we got season passes, so they're going to be coming out this way later on this year, hopefully. If we
it will be fun.
Yep, if we can get the Pony Express to bring them. So, or the
going to rent a horse.
Stagecoach. Give them a canoe to go across the lake.
There we go.
And the last but not least, the site of the month I have on here. I'm going to keep this by the month. If you guys get a chance, if you want to get something, see something that's funny, go to totallyradshow.com. TOTALLY, radshow, RADSHOW.com. It's a video podcast, and it's made by Revision 3. If you're a guy or a girl, it doesn't matter which, but guys, it's funny. It's about movies, video games, stuff like that. And these three guys that are on this show, are hilarious. Watch it. It's pretty funny. And this is for R&R. If you get a chance to do it with your own connection, don't go watching this on a government computer. Because I can't vouch for that everything is the cleanest in the world. But, yeah.
Don't get caught watching it at work.
Yep. And the military side of the week, the IAVA, the site that I was talking about before, it's the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. We are veterans. I'm writing some down. Veteran site. We are proud members of Korma.com, and we put out news. They send us letters and press stuff. We send it out. They're the ones that have been leading the fight for the new GI Bill and Iraq and Afghanistan veterans care. So please take a look. There's going to be a link in the show notes. You just whack this graphic that's in here, and I'll send you right to their site. It's a non-for-profit group, and the people that are running it are veterans who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan. So please give them a look. And, of course, we have all the links for the recruiting stuff. For if you're a person who's thinking about joining the services and you want the recruiting sites and their links, we've got them in here as well. And the best news yet for this week is I don't have to do a doc memorial this week. So we didn't lose a doc this week. That's the best. We lost one last week, Army, but none this week. So that's all I've got. You got anything, Dee Dee? Anything
Not
else?
Not a thing.
All right.
Not
anybody?
A thing.
Let's see if anybody in the peanut gallery has anything. Any of you guys got anything for us? Raider or Sith? Anyone? 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 I don't
Nothing
think.
Nothing smart to say from either of them. I'm shocked.
I know. Is there who's in the other room?
Nobody.
Who's in the other? Nobody's in there?
Oh, everybody's gone.
Whoa! I see him in there. Nothing, just listening. Awesome. Thanks, guys. Hey, I saw Doc's future wife, DFW, came through a little while ago, and then she was out. She's not in the room either?
No, she's gone for the night.
Okay. Did she hear any more from the Air Force?
Not that I know of, not yet.
Well, I'm sending...
I'm sure I'll hear her shouting from the rooftops when she gets her news, I'm sure.
I'm sending good hope vibes towards her way. I hope she gets it. She's putting in for the medical program, right? Or nursing program.
I think it's the nursing program.
Nursing commission. Hope she gets it. Her fiance is over in Iraq right now, correct?
Yep. Yes, he is.
He's a doc that's over there, Navy doc, so he'll be saluting somebody soon, evidently.
That's right.
well, Dee Dee, I thank you. I thank you for tonight. I appreciate you stepping in and helping us out tonight. I know it was last second for you. And
no problem.
One last plug for everybody. If you are interested in the Adopt a Doc program, please get with Dee Dee at editor@Korma.com or DeeDee@Korma.com, and she will hook you up if you want to, not sponsor, but if you want to adopt a doc or a service member who's over in Iraq, we're looking for people. Please. This is a big push. Yeah. I'm actually going to put something on the front page tomorrow on this because I really want to get these guys taken care of.
We need to get more guys involved, too. More guys who are over there. Ladies, too, excuse me. Any docs who are deployed, get their names into me, addresses. Get them adopted, too. We've, surprisingly enough, got a very short list, considering how many of our docs are over there right now.
Yep.
And that includes guys, anybody, you're in Pakistan, you're in Afghanistan, you're in Iraq.
Ships.
If you're deployed and you're on a ship.
The Mercy.
Please.
Look, we got people over in the Mercy who are getting shot at.
Yeah. Come on. Get your names into me. Let's go.
Yep, we'll take care of you.
I love it when I get an email from a doc who's come back from deployment and says, I'd like to adopt a doc who's over there right now.
I know.
That rocks. That's the best. That is awesome.
And last but not least, and I've said that three times now. God. No, this is it. Hey, I need some patriotic pictures from people. I'm making our 4th of July video for our site. And what I'm looking for, not just 4th of July, you know, patriotic in the military. What I'm looking at is American life. I want something, if you've got pictures that you can forward me, everyday American life stuff, what it means about our country, to be proud of our country. If you could email them to me and let me put it in the show, and I'll recognize you at the end of the presentation. But if you can send me something so I can add it to it, I would love to do so. If you're in a small town in Idaho, I don't care where, and there's a softball game going on, everyday life, something that we are proud of as Americans, seeing a kid walking or somebody helping somebody, whatever, I'd like to get a picture of that and add it to this. This isn't necessarily a military thing, you know, like Memorial Day and Veterans Day. I'll be doing the Veterans Day thing later on. But this is everyday American life. So if I can get some pictures, please email them to me at admin1@corman.com so I can get this made. I'm going to be starting on it pretty soon. I don't want to be crushed like I was last time for the Memorial Day thing. That was a 72-hour straight.
That was a very stressful project.
Oh, it was. And I was so lucky. 0311, he came through. I swear to God, he was living near his wife. She must be a saint. Because he and I were basically sitting at the computer, sending messages back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, hammering it out, trying to find, because, you know, we got information about the people as well as the picture of each person. There was not one person where we didn't have a picture of. And unfortunately, I've already added to those. You know, I hate to say it, for me to do everybody for the, I can only do by the year, because if I was to do everybody for the entire conflict, I'd have to have a symphony. I mean,
we'd have to have you, and you'd be in therapy.
Yeah. So, but American life is what we're looking for this time. So please, please, please. If you've got something, email it to us, admin1@corman.com. If you have any questions about our site, please email it to editor@corman.com or admin1@corman.com, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. If you email us both, I promise you one of us will get back to you probably within a few minutes. We answer our email all the time. Dee Dee, when are you leaving to go to Camp Lejeune?
Not until August 20th, so we've got a while yet before we go down there.
Okay,
I wish it was a little sooner, but we've got a lot of things going on, and we've got to plan our trip out there to see you guys.
Yep.
And so we got a pretty busy summer coming up, really. Got 4th of July camping, going up north with some friends and hanging out somewhere that's not the bar.
I hear you. And what we'll probably do is, you know, there's some people who do listen on this who are local to us. And what I'll probably do is try to get a cookout or something at my place and have Doc Radar and some other folks who are on our site, HM1, all those people that are in the area who are instructors, have them come and meet over here or maybe do a cookout at the beach or something on the base. And then they can actually meet Dee Dee and you can see who they are as well. So, and we'll put pictures up when we do.
Put faces to the people
and
kind of really know who each other are and
yep.
and you know, get all those embarrassing pictures out of the way and you know
Dee Dee, I know Rob has been pushing to have a Corman.com actual event here like once a year.
It would be so much fun.
Yep, we should do it, but you know, this year would probably not be the best year to do it.
we'll have to see what we can get. We'll do a mini practice run this year and then we'll start working on something for next year. So you know it's going to take a while to get that all planned and arranged and let our members know. And it'll be fun, though.
We'll host it at Chuck E. Cheese. So
there we go.
That'll be fun. All right. Well, that's it, Dee Dee. Thank you so much for helping me out tonight.
You're welcome. You had a great night.
All right. Same with you. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to put the I'm going to actually mute you, and then you can actually drop off. It's all right. I'm going to mute you, but I'm going to play the music and close this out. You have a great night.
Awesome. Thanks. Have a good one, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
streets are wide and still. There are children making angels in the snow. The sunset paints the sky at night. An old man works by candlelight. A tiny baby smiles and waves hello. In the cold gray light of dawn, an eagle flies. And the men are happy wearing matching ties. A pair of poodles, a broken finger will not bend. Soup with noodles, female Klingon's drunk boyfriend. A sexy lady, this party's better than. To get some pie, a rainbow floats above a waterfall. Ferris wheel, a carousel, the landlord never learned to spell. Someone put graffiti on the wall. Atop the Christmas tree, a shining star. Dwyer's rocking out on air. Train passes. Someone's grandma owns a gun. A dog with glasses. A strange balloon man has too much fun. Thumbs up for Slurpees. If you're receiving and you're not gay, a case of herpes. As it turns out, the iPad.